Go Your Own Way. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today we're taking our sixth and final look at that awesome Apollos from Acts 18 fame. We have been looking at him now for, well, this is our sixth week. And I'd like to encourage you, if you haven't already done so, to go back and look at the other five, as we've talked about how he is a learned man, how he is self-motivated, passionate, humble, a great help, very effective in that way. And also now, finally, we find that he does go his own way. And well, there's some positive things to learn about that, as well as some caveats and things we need to be a little careful of. Let's have a look here a bit more in detail at Apollos and look at this issue of him going his own way. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 11 and 12, Paul writes this: "My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this: one of you says, 'I follow Paul,' another, 'I follow Apollos,' another, 'I follow Cephas,' still another, 'I follow Christ.'" We see here that Apollos is a big personality. He can't get away from it. He is somebody who's been effective, as it says in Acts chapter 18. He has been effective in vigorously refuting the Jewish opponents and encouraging Christians, being a great help to those who by grace believed. This is someone with a big personality. Sometimes when you're a speaker and a preacher, well, you have a big personality. Even if you don't think you do, you probably have a bigger personality than you might imagine. And people will give you more deference as to your opinion than you might like. In Corinth, he gained a following. That may not have been his desire. In fact, I'm sure it wasn't. But Paul doesn't say that this was the problem. The problem was not the fact that that Apollos has a personality, or Cephas, or himself for that matter. The problem is to do with the Corinthians. But he acknowledges that Apollos is distinctive. He is his own man. He's not a clone of Paul or Peter or anybody else. He has a personality. And I think that's okay. It's okay for us to have personality, to be ourselves, to be different. That means you have to go your own way. You have to be your own kind of speaker. You can learn from other people, but you can't be that other person. You may have heroes and models for you as a teacher and a preacher, and that's fine to learn from them and take good bits from the things that they do well, but you're not called to be them. You're called to be yourself. Go your own way in your style. Secondly, we see in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 12, this: "Now, about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity." I really like this. This is really interesting. The Apostle Paul tells the church in Corinth that he strongly urged Apollos to go. And I don't know about you, but if the Apostle Paul strongly urged me to go somewhere, I think I'd probably go. But he says that Apollos was unwilling to go now. And I think that word "now" is quite important. He was unwilling to go now. He had some other priorities, or perhaps he had a different spiritual perspective on what was needed. But he says he will go when he has the opportunity. So we're not talking about a lack of willingness, but a lack of, well, perhaps a disagreement, or perhaps a different perspective. We see here that Apollos is happy being assertive. A good preacher, a good teacher, is someone who is able to be assertive. Now, this is something that personally I struggle with. In fact, it's one of my goals for 2019, is to grow in the area of healthy assertiveness. And I've been doing some reading on this, and I hope to grow in it, because I think Jesus was a very assertive person. But that's something that all preachers and teachers need to have a measure of, is a good measure of assertiveness, because sometimes Paul might be wrong. He's not God, he's not Jesus, he's not the Holy Spirit. And the Paul in your life, who you value, and maybe you've got a Paul in your life, in fact, I'd encourage us all to have a Paul-type figure in our lives, someone to continue our training, someone to be an inspiration and a model in many ways. But just because you've got a Paul in your life does not mean that that person has infallible direction for you. You've got to have your own mind about your own direction and your own timing. The third thing we see is Titus chapter 3, verse 13. Paul, writing to Titus, says, "Do everything you can to help Zenos the lawyer and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need." See that they have everything they need. Paul is positive about Apollos. Even despite perhaps their disagreement that's recorded there in Corinth, they have a good relationship. And it seems to me that Paul, maybe, and Apollos, I would think, both of them, have worked on the connection here, the relationship. There is trust between them, even if they don't agree on everything. And indeed, we should never agree on everything with all the people around us. That wouldn't be healthy. But we do need to keep a healthy connection. And so what we see here are three things. Apollos has a personality, and that's okay. Apollos is assertive and willing to disagree with influential people. That's okay. But Apollos is positively, healthily connected in good relationship with his peers. And so three things for us from that that might help us with our effectiveness to be more like Apollos. Firstly, understand that you will attract followers. Be content with the idea that some people will like your way of doing things. That doesn't mean you are the bee's knees and you know everything and people should always do what you say. But understand that, like Apollos, people will like you, people will follow you, people will prefer your way of doing things, and that's okay. As long as it doesn't get into some kind of hero worship, it's okay to be liked and even for your way to be preferred, because it works best for some people. So get content with that. Don't get weirded out by the fact that some people like you. Secondly, have your own mind. Have your own mind and be assertive when it's needed. Certainly listen to other people, certainly listen to your peers, and especially mentors and people more experienced than you, but have your own mind. Apollos went his own way in his own time. It doesn't seem to me, from the way it's recorded, that it's about arrogance or folly. There's something about him that made him convinced he needed to have a different timing to the Apostle Paul. So be assertive. And thirdly, cultivate your peer relationships. Apollos appears to have been in good relationships with Titus and Paul and his circle. No problems there. Differences, but not a problem. Stay connected with other peer relationships that you will be able to benefit from, and you will be able to in turn benefit them too. Three things. You will attract followers. Be content. You need to have your own mind. Be assertive and cultivate peer relationships. Stay connected. So I'd like to know what you think about this. Sometimes it's a bit difficult to go our own way when it's against the grain or against the tide. Sometimes it's the right thing to do. How do you navigate that? How do you try to decide what's best, to go with the majority opinion or to go with the minority opinion, especially if you are the only one in the minority? How do you process that? I'd really like to know, because that happens in my life from time to time. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording, and leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, do please pass it on. Hit the like button, the subscribe button in YouTube, if you haven't already done so. And if you are listening to the podcast, then please do leave a review. I'd appreciate that. And one last question. From all of these six recordings on Apollos, what stood out to you the most? Is it to do with the fact that he was learned and we need to continue our learning? Is it to do with the fact that he's self-motivated and you want yourself to be more self-motivated? Is it about his passion, his fervor, or his humility, which is quite astonishing in my mind? Or is it about the way that he was so effective in meeting the needs of the people to whom he was speaking? Or is it this last point about not being afraid to go his own way? I'd like to know about that too. So leave a comment about anything that stood out to you from the series on Apollos. And if there's anything we've missed about this great man, then please drop a line to me and maybe I'll do a bonus episode on Apollos after this one. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.